There are many who have given their heart to God by accepting Christ as their Lord and Savior. Over the years, they have went to Sunday school classes and listened to many hours of preaching by their pastor and online ministers. The accumulation of knowledge from these resources can be beneficial when it comes to knowing about God. However, knowledge without experience leaves out wisdom, which is applied knowledge. One can know the Bible from front to back and can quote hundreds of verses. They can tell anyone what the Bible says on any given subject. Other people might even be amazed at how much knowledge of the Bible that someone has stored up in their mind. But when it comes to having wisdom about God's Word by applying it to their life, that person may not seem to know as much. In Psalms 119, verse 99, it says, I have more insight or understanding than all my teachers, because I am always meditating or thinking deeply about the testimonies of God. Don't get me wrong, I am not demeaning the importance of learning about God and His Word. Studying His Word can be very beneficial. But the Word of God was never meant to be just learned. What God has said, though, was that His Word was written for our instruction to tell us how something should be done. You and I can attend church on a regular basis. We can read the Bible through in 1 year. We can take many classes that teach us about the Bible and can learn so much. But if we do not have personal experience with what we have learned, then it just stays in our head and does not affect our heart. You could also say that it just quickens our emotions, but does not stir up our spirit. Taking the steps to personalize the Word of God into our daily lives grows us more than frantically running the Bible around in our emotions and expecting it to change our heart. Knowledge has always been meant to be worked into our daily living habits. Having a car in our driveway does not mean that we go many places. It just means that we own a car. It is only when we use that car to go places, like the store and to work, that we start improving our lives. So is the Word of God. It is a vehicle of transportation. It will take us where we need to go instead of showing others that we possess it. In the parable of the talents, Jesus showed us that possessing something is not enough. We must use what has been given to us by God. If God reveals to us an aspect about, let's say, His love, then He wants us to put that into practice by loving Him and others in the same manner. If we are given direct revelation from the Lord, then we are to implement that truth into our lives. As a seed in the ground, what God gives us can grow and become more than what it is right now, if it is planted into our hearts and into our lives. We have to take personal responsibility of what God gives us so that one day we can enjoy the fruit of the once small seed that has been planted in our heart. According to Mark chapter 4, the word is sown in our heart and not in our head. It is planted in our spirit and not in our emotions. Getting excited about the Word of God is great, but God wants to go deeper. Our spirit, commonly called our heart, is the core of our being. We are in this flesh, we have a soul, but the deepest and most important part of us is our spirit. It is why we are so much like God. God made us in His image and after His likeness. We not only look like Him, but we can act like Him as well. We cannot be conformed to His image if we do not personalize God's Word into our spirit being, our heart. With that being said, there are several ways that we can personalize what we hear from the Word of God. First, we need to see ourselves in the Word of God. The Bible is a love letter sent from heaven to earth and recorded for all to read. What God tells us to do is commonly referred to as commandments. In the world that we live in today, some may not like that word, but it also means instructions. God instructs us through His Word. His instructions are for the general population of the whole earth. but for individuals as well. God governs our spirit the same in one country as with another, with one gender as with the other one, with young and old, rich and poor. The Word of God is applicable to all alike. It's our ability to see it which makes our viewpoints a little different. One person may view a verse about loving others as very difficult, especially with some enemies in their life who are giving them rough times, while another person may view the same verse as an opportunity to spread God's love to others around them. In both cases, the verse contains the same instruction, but depending upon the condition of anyone's heart, people may see it a different way. One who sees themselves in the Word of God will personalize it and see that, since Jesus died for the whole world, he also died for them too. They will remember the words that Jesus spoke, which say, "God so loved the world," and they'll realize that they are a part of this world. To see yourself in the Bible, know that he also sent his word to you personally so that you can know the truth given from the heart of God to your heart. Anyone who does not see themselves in the Word of God cannot make God's love message a personal one in their own eyes. In addition to seeing ourselves in the Word of God, we can personalize what we hear by letting it take us into a deeper level of relationship with God. We have been called children of God in 1 John 3 verse 1, as well as in other scriptures. As children, we are to grow in our heart and not remain the same. In the parable of the talents, which I referred to before, growth was experienced by the two servants who put what they had into use and had gained more. The one who did not put what he had into use was scolded and told that if he would have even just put it into the bank, then the master would have been okay with that. Growth in our heart is important to God because he wants to become closer to us and us closer to him, as we hear more of him through his word. What parent wouldn't want that for his or her child? Trying to keep a child in diapers is just not good for both the child and the parents. As we accept that children are to grow, so we must accept that, as God's children, we are also to grow. We are to deepen our walk with God so that we can experience more of a personalized relationship with him. As we progress deeper into the heart of God and he into our heart, a more established trust will be developed between us and him. This trust brings more peaceful days, knowing that God's got our back. He will protect us, as Psalms chapter 91 says, and we can expect him to provide for our daily need. Less stress in our lives comes from a deeper walk with God. Also, by personalizing what we hear from the Word of God, we can move forward. In the four Gospels and into the book of Acts, the Jewish leaders were fixated on the past, always preaching about what God did for the children of Israel in the desert many, many years ago. They taught people that, at one time, God was doing great things for his called people, Israel. What they failed to do was to see that God is God of the now as much as he has been in the past. In Isaiah chapter 43, God told his people that, even though he did great things in the past, he is still about to do great things in the present too. God has always been, is, and always will be the same. As he delivered the children of Israel before, he would do it again and again and again. When we, as his children, sin again, we have the promise that God can and will forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We are not to get stuck in the past and dwell there. That can only result in stunning our growth in the kingdom of God. Our Father in heaven wants us to move forward, beyond the pain, beyond the failure, beyond the impossible. Only by seeing ourselves in the Word of God and going into a deeper level of relationship with him can we see that he is desiring us to move forward into new things. He is patient with us, but he also is so excited to do new things for us. As a parent, I love to do new things for my child. Many hours of hard work were spent doing things so that my daughter could experience more of life and not be stuck in the past thoughts of a child's swing set being assembled in the backyard years ago, with her growing up and wanting to do something more with her life. God doesn't want us to only remember what He did for us before, but to also experience new and exciting things for our present and future. This has become a major problem in the churches and people's lives. Many have been convinced that God is not going to do anything more for them. They feel unloved by God, but that couldn't be further from the truth. God always loves us and wants to give us more. Our feelings of unworthiness do not help in this matter. Feelings are supposed to be in subjection to the truth of God's Word. As we look to and depend upon God's Word to lead and guide us, our feelings will come in line with the way God wants us to use them. There are many reasons why we may have been convinced by the devil that God will not move us forward and give us new things. But the truth is that God desires to do these things and more. It is only by believing the lies of the devil that we cannot move forward and experience the new things that God wants to give us. Believing what God has said in His Word will personalize His message to us that He craves to move us forward and give us new things. One more way that we can personalize what we hear from the Word of God is to tell others about how God wants them to see themselves in His Word, develop a deeper relationship with them and them with Him, and to move them forward and do new things for them. It is not just a pastor or preacher who is to tell the good news of the gospel. It is everyone's responsibility to do so. We need to personalize Mark 16, verse 15, which says that we should go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone. This free gift of life that has been given unto us by Christ's sacrifice because of God's love is not to be hoarded inside of us. If we are to personalize the Word of God for ourselves, then we must help the world to see it personalized for them too. You do not have to be called to the pulpit in order to preach. The word preach in this verse also means to proclaim openly. We have been given the tools in order to proclaim openly to the whole world what God has done for all and given to all. Your testimonies on the web, for example, have the potential to reach the whole world. By telling others what God has done for you, you may cause a person who is in the same difficulty that you were once in to believe in God's ability and desire to help them too. You can be the one whom God uses to encourage someone who feels like life is just not worth living anymore. Your example of healing may be all that is needed for someone to accept the fact that they too can be healed by believing that God can and wants to heal them. You and I can make a difference in this world with just a few moments and in a few words. Letting the world know that God wants to be as personal with them as He is with you is the greatest level of personalizing the Word of God that we can imagine. Father, I pray for anyone who hasn't been able to personalize what they hear from Your Holy Word. May their eyes be opened to see themselves in Your Word. May they have a deepening relationship with You, and I pray that You will help them move forward past anything that has kept them from moving forward, so that You can do new things for them in their spirit, soul, and body. May their walk with You be more personal, deeper, and moving from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen.